Good morning, everyone. Today is Hey Tishrei Tavshin Pei Aleph. We are in the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, getting closer to Yom Kippur, readying ourselves through personal accounting, personal growth, character development. We are learning the Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh of the Rabbeinu Bachaya and the Chovos HaLevavos. He reminds us that a person should make a Cheshbon, should make an accounting, a reckoning, thinking about the enthusiasm, the excitement, what he calls Chemios Libo, the fire, the burn, the zeal that a person has for worldly matters, the pursuits of the mundane. When a person devotes all of his kayach, all of one's efforts, the hishtadlus that a person puts forth, the mental energy, the physical strength, and compare this to the disdain for the matters of a person's life in the spiritual sense, and the avodas Hashem that a person has to engage. When you think about how much effort a person is lacking and is delinquent, when a person has the koyach, the ability shown and proven by how much a person exerts and shows energy towards the physical matters, the service of this world versus the service of the Olam Haba. Person will discover, he writes, that the worldly matters are foremost, are significantly, intrinsically, aschala, beginning of what a person thinks about at the first part of his day and at the end of a person's day, the focus of a person's ambitions, and the various things that a person has in this world. So a person does not have a sense of satisfaction from them in the very least. Rather, he says that a person is likened to a cauldron of fire, that the more eights, the more wood that is added, the greater the flame. That means the more a person has possessions, you think that maybe you've achieved and accomplished a certain amount, and that should satisfy one's desire, and therefore one would not crave more. The answer is no, that the more firewood that's added to the fire, the greater the flame, the greater the ignition is, and so therefore likewise, so too a person who has what seems to be more possessions, that's not satisfied. A person is desirous of and craving more, and all his thought and concentration throughout the course of a person's day is drawn towards this end. It's not just during the day, but it's also during the night. It keeps him up at night. A person will regard a person's colleague, a person's chaver. Who's your chaver? Who's your friend? The Mishnah Nava says, a chaver tov, and the commentaries explain, that is a person who worries about your spiritual well-being. Someone who will give you teichacha, someone who will give you a bit of musr, someone who will help you improve. You will only look at the definition of what a friend is a person who can help you in whatever interest you have. If you're going to have a business pursuit, if you're going to be able to get ahead in some type of social environment, only when a person is going to be for the purpose of your own betterment is that person called a friend. That's not what a definition in the Torah of what Chazal calls a friend. A chaver tov is somebody who's going to help you truly critique you, truly help you grow. A faithful comrade is only one who can facilitate his way to it. And that is the difference between how you define a friend, how you are a friend, and how you think about what your energies are expended towards. Are you only focused on that which is going to get you ahead in the physical sense, or is it that you're going to also be sure to it that you're going to use the energies that we have to also help us get away spiritually, get ahead spiritually as well? You keep track of the seasons, when merchandise is accumulated and when it is sold, follow market prices, researches, goods, wares, high prices, low prices, tracks fluctuation, he says, prices all over the world, you travel to distant places, the heat, the cold, storms, long distances through deserts and through various climates. A person is not encumbered by anything, because if there's the hope of achieving what it is that a person desires, there's no end to that. A person's willing to do anything, no matter what the climate or what's the perceived roadblock. Because when you have a ratzon, there's nothing that stands lifnei ratzon, as Chazal tell us, b'derech shadam reitza Hashem is malichin oso. A person who has a desire to achieve good, so Hashem will be aiding that person with siyata dishmaya. A person who has a desire for only anything that's secular, anything that's physical, something that's mundane and earthly, that is an indicator of how a person has the strength and the capacity to also strive for and achieve things in the spiritual sense as well. And if you think about it, it's actually possible that a person will do all of these things. You know, you're not going to be deterred by the weather, the inclement circumstance, the climate, whatever it is. It's possible that you're going to labor all of those efforts, all of those energies in vain. Nothing is going to come from the pain, the trouble, the hardship, the discovery of what you're trying to do. And if you do attain something, or at least part of what you desired, it's possible that you will only have it only to preserve, manage, protect until it passes to one destined to receive it, which means maybe you'll only have that for a short period of time, whether it's in this lifetime, another, you'll leave it for somebody else. It's hard to know ultimately whether you're going to have that possession long-lasting. So we have to think about today's lesson, which is we make every effort possible to achieve financial success, social success, things that will get us ahead in whatever setting and whatever environment. We have to likewise try, certainly during these days of repentance, days of introspection, to think about those very same energies and expenditures, to be sure to it that our spiritual well-being is likewise something that we crave, something that we desire, something that we are willing to go after and do anything and everything possible to be the best that we possibly can be. From my family to yours, I wish you a beautiful, uplifted, and inspiring day.